The motorcycles formed a procession 200 riders long, down streets lined with American flags and yellow ribbons. For the Patriot Guard, it was their second visit to Merrill this summer, a point not lost on Police Chief Neil Strobel, who walked the line and thanked them, and asked them never to return.
Thanks for coming to Merrill and helping us. Appreciate it. Okay. This has been a pretty tough time for our city and the family, and this makes a huge difference for us, so let's do this again, never.
The small city of Merrill has now lost two young men to the war in Iraq, Specialist Grant Dampier and now 20-year-old Sergeant Ryan Jopek. Strobel says it's tough on their friends and tough on the city.
This is a pretty close-knit community on a lot of fronts, and to have two of our young men die, these are recent graduates, their circle of friends is still very tight.
Lord, it was your hand.
Hundreds of mourners gathered inside the Merrill High School Fieldhouse where Ryan Jopek played basketball and listened to a eulogy by Governor Jim Doyle. It was his second funeral here, too.
Well, we are gathered again, once again, in this beautiful town and this beautiful state in an absolutely gorgeous August day to mourn the passing and to pay tribute and respect to one of the finest sons of our state, our hero, Sergeant Ryan Jopek.
Choking back tears, Ryan's uncle, Tim Jopek, recalled an enthusiastic kid with an infectious smile who wanted to make a difference, and he issued a challenge to those who knew him.
If we truly believe he was a hero, I challenge every one of us here to look at your lives, look at the world, and think of some way that you can make a difference, from spiritual to political, whatever it would be. And when we do it, we think of Ryan, and in that way, he's still with us.
Sergeant Ryan Jopek lost his life to a roadside bomb while on his last mission in Iraq 2 weeks before he was scheduled to return home. He was buried next to Grant Dampier, also of Merrill, who was killed in May. Ryan's father, Staff Sergeant Brian Jopek, himself a veteran of Iraq, says his son would have wanted it that way. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.